Bamitsia chapter Mishnah 5. Mishai Kosla Samuch Leginas Chavera Benafel. Someone has a wall close to his fellow's garden, right, just next to his fellow's garden, and it falls over into the guy's garden, and now all his stones are in the guy's garden. The Amalo Pnei Avanecha, and the guy says to him, clear away your stones that are in my garden. The Amalo, and he says back to him, Higyucha, you know, they're your stones. Don't worry, I don't want to clear them away. You clear them away, and you keep the stones. Ain't showman law. If the guy who owns the garden doesn't want to do that, so we don't listen to him. He must come and take his stones back. We don't have to clear, you know. Doesn't have to. Misha kabbalala, but if he agrees to clear away the stones and keep them, yeah, so he agrees. Then amalo helach es yetziosecha. Then the other guy changes his mind and he says, you know, here are your expenses. I'll pay you what your expenses were to clear the stones, Vani etol eshili, and I want my stones back. So ain't show min law, we don't listen to him, because he already agreed that the other guy must clear the stones and take the stones. I mean, a similar kind of case, a socher es apol, someone who hires a worker, la sosimo beteven uvakash, to clear away straw and stubble. Va'amolon, and the worker comes to him and says, Tain li schari, give me my wages. Va'amolon, he says to him, tol ma shasisa bischarcha, take what you cleared away, take the straw and the stubble, and that'll be your payment. Ain't sure, I mean, we don't listen to him. He agreed to pay the worker, and he must pay the worker. He mustn't tell the guy, go take the straw and the stubble. But Misha Kabbalah, but if the worker agrees, and he clears away all the stuff, I'm alone, and the guy says to him, listen, Halach Scharchek, you know, here's your wages, and now he changes his mind. Vani etol Esheli, here's your wages, and I'm going to now take the straw and the stubble back. Ain't show him in law. Again, we don't listen to him because he can't retract what he had initially decided. Yeah, it was an agreement. Bit of a change of topic. Hamoitzi zevel rishus harabim. If a person puts manure in the rishus harabim, hamoitzi moitzi v'amazabel mazabel. The one who puts it out must put it out, and then the one who's going to take the manure and put it in his field, he must take it quickly. So he mustn't leave it lying around in the rishus harabim, so that it can cause damage over there. So also it brings over in the Kahati that there is actually permission to put manure in a public thoroughfare and leave it there for up to 30 days. But if it does cause damage, then he has to pay for the damage that he causes. So he could leave it there for a little while, but if it causes damage, he's going to be obligated to pay that damage. Ein shurin tisperishus harabim, he's not allowed to soak clay in the public domain. And what's the soaking clay? They normally soaked clay for like a number of days, and he wasn't allowed to leave that in the public domain. If it causes damage, then, you know, he'd be liable. Va'ein levenin levenim, he's not allowed to make bricks in the public domain. Avul govlin tit berishus harabim. But what he can do means he can knead clay in the public domain, because apparently that didn't take long. Like kneading the clay didn't take long. Avul lo levenim, but he's not allowed to knead the clay. He's not allowed to make the bricks. He's not allowed, like, you know, take the clay and knead them up into bricks. And he brings it here. Even if he fires it afterwards in the private domain, he's not allowed to do that. Haboyne berishus harabim, someone who builds in the rishus harabim, doesn't mean he builds, says the Kati, means he's building a house and he needs to use the public domain to transfer his stuff through it. Hamevi avani mevi, so the one who takes the stuff into the public domain, brings it there, vaboyne haboyne, and the builder must remove it immediately to avoid damages. Then hizik, and if he does cause damage, mashalim mashi hizik, he has to pay what he damaged. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer af mesaken hu es melachto lifnei shloshim yom. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says he can leave his work there for 30 days. For 30 days he can leave the construction work in the public domain, and he's not liable for damages. But he brings over here that locha is not like him.